أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We did a tape about شهادتين. When somebody embraces Islam and what it means to embrace Islam and what it means to pronounce the two bear witness. I bear witness is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness is Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the last messenger of Allah. And we talk about what it means, shahadatain. Insha'Allah, we will talk in this tape, insha'Allah, about the journey of faith. The journey of faith. How I calculate my iman. How I build up my faith. It's a big difference between Islam and iman and ihsan. It's three levels in faith, and also we have to know. Sometimes I use word we have to. It is maybe is the wrong word, but for our benefit, for our struggle, for our salvation, for our success, is to seek guidance from our own Creator. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. ربي أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me and guide me and give me a success knowledge. A knowledge can be benefit to me in this life and hereafter. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to set my intention to benefit me and benefit you and those who will hear this day, if I'm still alive or after my death. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in my heart and my tongue, and bless me and bless my heart and my tongue, and give me light and give me vision and give me wisdom. And for all of you who will listen to this tape, inshallah, ameen, ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. May Allah accept from all of us, inshallah, and be the guider to mankind, inshallah, and not be stray, and make us die as a Muslim, live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim, submitting and surrender to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, without no partner with Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Awwal, Ya Akhir, Ya Rahim, Ya Baqir, Ya Ta'ala, kulli shay'in qadeer. The journey of faith. May Allah put in my heart and my tongue what benefit you and me, inshaAllah. رَبِّي لَا عِلْمَ إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا Many years ago, I went to Niagara Falls and many other falls. I read about it, I studied it, I watched it. And I discover, subhanAllah, glory be to Allah. The journey of our faith similar to the journey of the falls. If you look in any falls, it start very small tiny canals, maybe one, maybe few, maybe branch. And maybe it will come back again. And all of them, they will come back again. They're going down. They're going down slowly. And once in a while, you will see some rocks, some obstacle, something to prevent it of to keep going. And the water will rise, build the pressure, and go above the rocks. And keep moving again, faster, stronger, and harder. It keep going like that until a certain period of time when Allah allowed it in a certain place, in a certain time, to have a huge fall or a huge fall. When it fell, or when it fall from up to down, according to how much the destination and how much is the distance between up and down and the amount, it will cause a stronger falls. After that, it go very calmly, but with a high speed. And it create a new branch in a new location. I said, subhanAllah, glory be to you, Allah. We born very young. We have no strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put obstacles. What we call it in our life today, problems. Islam do not know the language of problems. We have obstacles. We have calamity. We have a test. We have examination. We have what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered a steadfast for education purpose. He used to give it to all messengers and prophets. And anyone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want elevate him, he or she, will have what we call steadfast educational time. I'm going to go through it inshallah with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we are young, we have no strength, we have no knowledge. We start grabbing knowledge here and there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His own will, He give us some rocks all over to purify our knowledge and to strengthen our physical and power of intellect and faith. And we go stages. Every stage, if you look at it before and after, before we going down, we might be going down so fast, we going to be distracted. And all of a sudden, it will be a big obstacle. We cannot go anymore. Now we have to build faith. Exactly like the water. And we start rise. Once the faith be raised to a level, Allah permit us to pass our test and calamity and our obstacle, He allow us to pass. Now we start a new era of our life. And we will keep going for some time. And again, one after another, one after another, until a certain time in our life we'll have a great fault. This great fault will lead us actually to the best. Because after the great fall, actually it is the most benefit of the whole water. Because it is more concentrated, is more filtered, is more pressure, and can go longer and deeper, and can reach many destinations and many locations. Similar to us. After a certain amount of calamity and test and examination and obstacles, if we pass, we rise. And if we rise, we fall. And if we fall, we will go and reach many places and spread goodness. And those who cannot make it, like small drops and a tiny chance, will go and have leakage to the ground and go under the ground and finish it. No benefit to them and no benefit to others. Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, in our life, we go through things we do not like, things we call a problem. But actually, a Muslim do not have a problem. What we consider to be a problem, it's just an obstacle. It's just a calamity, a rock. For test, for examination, for purification, purification of the soul, purification of our desire to make us steadfast and stand still for checkup to see where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. What is our relationship with Allah? If Allah loves us at this moment, He will give us the vision to understand what is going on. But only if we return the topic to Allah. If we return what is going on toward Allah, we will gain. How we can do that? No way you can do that unless you are constantly with dhikr, constantly in the remembering of Allah, constantly with the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, constantly reaching Allah and return everything to Allah, and do not ask nobody except Allah, and you do not seek help except from Allah, and you do not seek refuge except from Allah, and you do not seek strength and power and guidance except from Allah, you do not seek wisdom except from Allah, you do not seek richness except from Allah. Meaning, if this time you really belong to Allah, Allah will let you see. And you will understand what is going on. And He will lead you how to take care about your obstacles. And He will help you. But the majority of us, like Allah described in many areas in Quran, they will go astray. They will feel sad. They will feel down. They will feel lonely. They will look, may Allah forgive me, like Allah betrayed them, who is not with them. Now they are in a state of kufr, a state of disbelief. Disbelief of Allah is good. Allah give us all the goodness and do not want harm anyone. But even if we look in any calamity as a harm, inside this harm and inside this tragedy is actually a purification for the life after, for the great destination. But because sometimes we look in a material status in this life, we do not look what Allah written to us in the future. We look for house, money, cars, jewelry, wife, kids, husband, clothing, but we do not look to what really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to go to Jannah, paradise. So what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it to us in three sentences. مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ. Like nothing the eyes has been seen before. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And nothing similar to what you heard. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And not even you can imagine it with your heart or your mind. This paradise, and we are the believer of the unseen. The things we cannot see, we are a believer. Because the believer, when you see something, is easy to believe. But when you believe of something you do not see, is a great belief. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look in Islam, the whole Islam built up in the basic fundamental of belief of the things you do not see. We do not see the Creator, but we see the power and strength surrounding us of the Creator. You do not feel Him in physical extent, but actually we feel Him with our soul, with His presence. When He hear us, when He help us, but sometimes we forget. Or sometimes the devil deceive us and make me believe it is me, it is my power of intellect, it is my knowledge, it is my money, it is my wisdom, and I forget. Knowledge, wisdom, money, wealth, power, strength. Who is the provider? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the journey of faith requires a lot of struggle. It's not a rosy journey. It's not a journey of easy path. No. It is a difficult one. And it's easy for those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them, according to their intention and their sincerity. Today, if you want continuous state and you want to know how to reach and how to get closer to Allah, you have to set in the first steps of the journey. Ikhlas, sincerity. And this we have to stop and think, is me sincere? Sincere of embracing Islam? Sincere of knowing who is my Creator? Sincere of knowing who is my Prophet? Sincere of seeking knowledge? Sincere of listening to what the knowledge and wisdom Allah give me and His Prophet give me and try to implement and take it seriously? Imagine if Allah give you advice, Quran full of advice, full of wisdom. But wonder what happened. We forget. We forget, or we play a game. Or Shaitan, the devil, Satan, make us believe I have intellect, I know what I have to do, I know my way. If you do that, or you say that, or you think about it for a moment, you're finished. You're lost. Because you like it or you don't, you're still a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way, my brother and sister in Islam, my first step is sincerity. Ikhlas. How I can reach the level of sincerity Allah wants? It is struggle. The whole Islam struggles. Struggle from in, struggle from out. You see, our nafs, our self, we like to be cold. We like to show off. We like to look somebody. We like to look nice. We like to make money. Actually, this is not us. This is the shaitan, the devil, when he bubble us. He bubble us. You find nobody content with what you want. Why? Even if you cannot reach it, and you will never. But actually, the shaitan, the devil, make you struggle in the wrong path. Instead of struggling to the path Allah wants from you, your creator, and be a slave and servant to Allah, he make you struggle in a material status. Looking after fulfilling your own desire. Try to reach what you never will reach. Meaning make you have a home, long home. Also because we're very poor when we think and we have a really steadfast thinking between ourselves honestly and think, I'm going to die. What am I going to take after death? Where am I going to go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yunus, chapter 10. Verse 57. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said a beautiful verse in here. I'd like to share it with you. A'udhu billahi as-sami'a al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum mawa'idhatun min rabbikum. قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. صدق الله. And verse also 58, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, all you people, you have been received a wisdom from your Lord, from your Creator, from your owner, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and a cure to what inside your chest, and guidance and mercy to the believer. Say with the generosity and the blessing of Allah and His mercy for that. They should be happy. This is good for them. Better than what everybody accumulate. Subhanallah. Look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us His wisdom, His mercy is a cure for all what we have in our chest. Meaning the disease of the heart, the cure of the soul. And that is better for us than what we accumulate or what others accumulate. And for that, we will be happy. This is better for us. Which is paradise. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? He tell us, I send you the Quran. I send you the wisdom. I send you the cure. I send you the mercy. I send you the light. I send you what is good for you. This is good for you and benefit to you. And this will make you happy in this life and hereafter. Do we receive this message? But why we cannot receive this message? We go back to the same book. Because this book containing everything we need. This is the last revelation of the Creator. He gives us everything we need in here. Now, if you cannot comprehend what I'm trying to say, listen to what Allah will tell you. I'm not preparing a topic. I'm just looking and remember to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the will and to remember what He has been putting in my heart for you and for me. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah Al-Anbiya, the chapter of Messenger, let me tell you what's the number, because I do not remember exactly. It is chapter 21. And I'm going to go with you to chapter, to verse 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون صدق الله العظيم. Actually verse 1 to 3. If we cannot comprehend what I'm trying to say, let's go and ask what Allah wants to tell us. Because today we have a lot of speakers, a lot of speech, a lot of tapes, a lot of books, a lot of topics. But why is not reaching us? We're still in a topic of sincerity as the journey of success, the journey of faith. I do not forget. It's just I'm going step by step with you to see what benefit to us. Why we cannot gain sincerity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اقترب للناس حسابهم. The time has been coming closer and near for the people to be judged. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرَدُونَ. And they are in completely chaos and astray and illusion. And they do not, in a denying state. ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث. No remembering and no message from their Lord except they will hear it. وهم يلعبون.
They will hear it and they are playing. They might watching something else. They might playing a finger. They might eating popcorn. This is not the topic. The message from Allah has to be received with complete sincerity and open to the heart. It's not a game. Allah called it a game. This is what happened with us. If you really benefit from this tape, ask yourself, is life is a game? Is this a topic to play with? Is not HBO? Is not Showtime? Is not Playboy? Is not CNN? Is not ABC or NBC? It is the news from the Lord, the King of Kings, the one we're going to stand in the front of Him and will be judged. Wake up. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. What the second verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? لَهِيَةَ الْقُلُوبُهُمْ. Their heart is completely strayed. In a wonder. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Sometimes they keep quiet. They talk to themselves, talk to their own devils, or talk to others. He says, what is this man? He's just a man. Who he is? Exactly the same way he said it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, you will come to us and do magic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the opposite. He tells them, you coming and you do magic and Allah give you the scene. Some of the scholar, he explained this verse beautifully. He considered the illusion life, the one we live it and we think is our life, is a magic done by shayateen, by the devil. Make you believe. Is not straight, is not straight, is not the truth. But the real truth, the real vision in Quran. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَا فَأَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not have vision? Can you see? Today we can ask this question. Can we see we're going to die? We cannot see we're going to get older. And we might never be older. Can we see we can be dead or we can be sick, very ill, and we cannot move? Can we see we can be poor, we can be paralyzed? But we are in the state of illusion. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He quoted in another verse, we are in a state of drunk, but not from alcohol. Because the drinking alcohol, it will leave residue and lift over, hang up 2-3 hours, 6 hours. But loving this life and believe this is our life is the most alcohol and drugs anyone can take. And once you take it, you finish it. None of what I'm saying will benefit you. Even the word of Allah will not benefit you. The word of the Prophet ﷺ will not benefit you unless you open your heart and discover you are not resident of this life. Because the only way to start understand what we're talking about, if we start understanding you leaving. And you cannot be the son of this life because you will never be. Nobody before you and nobody after you. You accumulate or you do not accumulate. You have or you do not have. You're leaving. All of us, we're leaving. And we have to send and receive the message before it's too late. What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to wake up the heart by the will of Allah, do we can stand and stand still for a moment and be honest at least for a moment with ourselves or our desire? Where is my heart? Where is my desire? If I have some sister aching for her husband, some aching for her son and daughter, some aching for his wife, some aching for the job, some aching for money, some aching for treasure, some aching for a house, some aching for a car, some aching for this, some aching for that. Nobody aching to pure his soul. Nobody aching to provide for his soul. Nobody aching to save his own salvation of his soul and his body in this life and hereafter. What more than that? This deed and this speech is not designed and is not, I do not plan it to just be MashaAllah, a nice evening with some popcorn and some nuts and we go to sleep. No. At this time, close the tape. Shut it off, enough for you. This tape is only for those who want to be built sincerity and want to wake up and build salvation between themselves and Allah. And nobody else. What about my husband? What about my wife? What about my kids? What about my family? What about my money? What about my status? How you can give them something when you do not have it? This is the work of shaitan. Today shaitan, the devil, make us busy. Busy with everyone except ourselves. May Allah save me. And I will not be among those. Because it's so scary to look after everybody, to think about everybody and forget even your own self. In which way to build your salvation between you and Allah? Again, we talk about sincerity. Because without sincerity, you cannot reach nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إن الله طيب يحب كل طيب ولا يقبل إلا طيبا. Allah is pure and He loves everything pure for Him and will not accept anything except pure to Him. You cannot do a good deed with the intention good for my husband and for Allah, good for my kids and Allah. No, it has to be for Allah only. Yes, benefit your husband, yes. Benefit your son and daughter, yes. Benefit my wife, yes. Benefit anybody, yes. But it has to be pure to Allah. 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 To be pure to Allah. A word I hardly hear it among Muslims. Only when they swear a lie, they use it. Or they do mischief to each other, and they use it. It will be witness against us, not to us. Word Allah is a beautiful name, is a great name. It is Allah. Is a creator. We should elevate this name. One person, one time, he was walking and he found a piece of paper, shredded into pieces, and it has the name of Allah in it. He took it. He took care about it. And he dried it. He put it together. And he kissed it. And he put it in the wall. And he started crying. And he said, Oh Allah, how I can see your name in the ground and not elevate it?
I cannot do that. The same night he was leaving, when he saw in a dream, someone come to him and tell him, oh so and so, with what you done, with the paper having the name of Allah, Allah promised to elevate you in this life and hereafter. Who are we dealing with? We're dealing with Allah. Allah, the one who deserves to be loved, the one who deserves to be known, the one who deserves to be worshipped, the one who deserves to be thinking about, the one who deserves to really try to connect ourselves to. Are we doing that? Do we do that? When I sit down with people, my heart is aching. All they talk is material status, material status. Male, female, younger, old, everybody. When would be the time to talk about Allah? Do you know, my brother and sister in Islam, your heart has many tubes feeding this heart. The mouse is one. This mouse has a tube going to your heart. The eyes is two. The ear is three. This is the major three tubes going. After that, you have the brain, the thinking, your thought going. But according to the three major tubes and tunnel going to feed your heart, this is the status of your heart would be. Why today we cannot gain Iman? Why we cannot gain faith? We complain about the devil. Why we cannot complain about the eyes? Why we cannot complain about the ears? Why we cannot complain about the tongue? Why we cannot complain about our own thought and memory? Who stopped us? We allow ourselves to sit in the wrong environment. We allow ourselves to talk about the wrong things and bad things, not for us, like backbiting, calling other names, talk about nonsense, joking, giggling, having fun for something we do not know. We do not know if we're going to die tonight or not, and we have fun. Fun of what? And we spend many hours in the front of the TV. And we spend many hours listening to music and go bubble us up and down from one song to another, from one situation to another. We allow all the dirt to go in. And after that, he said, what do you want me to do? Who allows the dirt to go in? Who allows all the bad environment to be in? We the one we allow ourselves to be in the right environment or wrong environment. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're still in a topic of sincerity. You still want to continue? If you believe you want to be sincere to your Creator, keep continue. If not, shut it off. It's enough for you. And go watch TV. And in the Day of Judgment, you will be questioned about every moment you lost in this life. You will be questioned about every moment you do not remember Allah. You will be questioned about every moment you do not do good deed. You will be questioned about every moment you worry about the future which is in the hand of Allah. You will be questioned about every moment which it is the owner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah, He owns the time. He gives you the time. He gives you the energy. He gives you yourself. He gives you the ability, what you want and what you done. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. I'm screaming to myself. Because you're not the only one. It is me too. We are in the same boat. I'm living in the same environment. I'm a human being like you. We all have to struggle. But it's just some of us surrender themselves to the devil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tell us, surrender yourself to me. Which one we surrender ourselves to? Unless we stop and we think and we analyze what's going on, or go to someone who can examine you and share with you your symptom, who they are, the learned people, the one who know about the disease of the heart. They said, how I find them? Call Allah. He is the guider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who are struggling for me, I will show them my guidance. I will give them my guidance. And I am with the generous one. I am supporting the generous one. My dear brother and sister in Islam, or even if you're not a Muslim, we all in the same boat. Sincerity. Where is our sincerity? Without sincerity, no topic can be benefit to us. Even pray, fasting, charity, shahada, embracing Islam, do hajj, anything we do not purely to Allah is no benefit, and Allah will not be accepted. What does teach us? Teach us how to build sincerity. How to watch what I'm seeing. How to think about what I'm thinking. How to examine what I'm hearing. A lot of us examine our weights, examine what we eat, examine the ingredient of different food, learn how to lose weight, learn how to be benefit in this life, learn how to benefit our body with certain material and certain mineral and vitamins. What about our soul? Is our soul do not need richness? Is our soul do not need the right ingredient? Is our heart do not need the right food, the right filling? What is the right filling of the heart? Allah prescribed in Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prescribed it in his own many ahadith. And all coming together in setting the environment, reaching Allah. Don't lose time. Time is precious. Do not hang up over your husband or your wife or your kids or your money or your wealth, because the reality is inside. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Inna fil jasad la mudgha." إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدَ كُلِّهِ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدَ كُلِّهِ وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. In the body is a piece of flesh. If it's good, the whole body is good. And if it's bad, the whole body is bad. It is the heart. And not the physical heart, the status of our heart, the one containing all our secrets, our thought, our desire. Today everybody worry about materials. Almost. What about me? I have to think about me, not you. I have to wave a finger at me, not you. Because if I wave finger to you, I have three finger waving to me. Meaning, if you have a problem, I have three problems. My dear brother and sisters, we have to wake up before it's too late. The journey of the soul and the journey of the faith is similar, together, hand to hand. Like I said, exactly like the waterfall. Now, what about I have a situation? I have a problem. I cannot continue. I cannot build up my faith. My husband is such and such, or my wife is such and such, or my kids is such and such, or my body is such and such, or I do not have such and such, is a lie. Everything you say is a lie, is not true. The reality is you. What do you want? What is our state of priority? Your husband, your wife, your kids is just an examination, is a trust, is a trial to test us. Do we think about the Creator, the owner of all the trial and all condition, or we try to fulfill our condition according to what we want, called desire? And our desire should be belong to Allah and according to the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? Learn. Seek knowledge by books, by Islamic videotapes. Call Allah. Cry to Allah. Ask Him. You do not have sincerity? Oh Allah, give me sincerity. You do not have wisdom? Oh Allah, give me wisdom. You do not have power? Oh Allah, give me power. You feel lonely? Oh Allah, be with me. You feel poor? Oh Allah, you're rich. Give me from your kingdom. Give me from your treasure. Like one man, he was in masjid and keep crying, oh Allah, it's the highest place in paradise. Highest place in paradise. Give me the highest place in paradise. After he finished everything and what he asked him for, he go outside and he asked, please, is anybody can give me a bread? Anybody can give a piece of bread? A man went to him. He said, I'm surprised about you. You're asking Allah for paradise, the smallest piece in paradise, bigger than the whole earth and what it contains, 10 times. And the one who you ask him to give you that, he cannot give you a piece of bread? Why you do not ask him? Doesn't mean you seek help from others, but the major help should be from Allah, and Allah allow others to work for you. This is the right understanding. We go first to Allah. We go first to Allah. And Allah opens the condition to us. We do not go and complaining to everybody about our situation. And after that, we said, what's going on? No, a Muslim do not complain. A Muslim, nobody know about his situation in his life except Allah. A man in a masjid, he keep crying, oh Allah, give me a boy, give me a boy, give me a boy. And he crying. After he finished, a man was feeling very bad for him. He said to him, what's the problem? Is your wife to not give you a child? He said, no, I do not have a wife. He said, I'm surprised. You're asking for Allah for a boy? And you do not ask him for a wife, how you get a boy? You see, even the way we question Allah or we asking Allah for things and we inquire for things and we have requests of things, we ask the wrong things. Subhanallah. Ya Allah, the journey of faith, the struggle of salvation, building your own faith. We're still in the first step. Sincerity. If you want to continue, continue. If you feel enough, shut it off. And ask Allah to give you. Because nothing I can give you if you're not willing to have. This talk is only to remind me and remind you. It's just a reminder to help us to see where we're going. It's like standing in the front of a mirror and look to your picture, the true one, without makeup. We have to stop doing makeup. Because makeup is not true. This is why they call it make up. Make believe. Isn't that true? But we said, let's make it. Make it from this life. Let's save ourselves from each other by spreading goodness. Remind each other with our salvation only with the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what I said, to gain sincerity, we have to stop and still, like stop where we are and have a little bit of calmness and check ourselves. Sometimes I use certain word I like to say, Alhamdulillah. Now, we have, if we want to build sincerity, we have to discover what kind of environment I am in and what I'm thinking about. Can I keep thinking and aching about something? About what? What I should ache about except myself? And if I ache about myself, the answer in Quran, the answer in the teaching of the Prophet. You go seek knowledge. You start crying to Allah. You start going to close to Allah. And little by little, Allah will cure you because He promised. And He give you the vision, He promised. And He give you guidance, He promised. He give you mercy, He promised. He give you tranquility, He promised. And when Allah promised, He will never fill anyone down. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not lie. Hasha. Now, if we try to struggle to build sincerity, what will happen? We will get up and find out the truth. The dark truth, the ugly truth, the disease, the ultimate amount of diseases of the heart. Arrogant is not me, it's just you. You do not talk to me like that. I know what is going on. I know how I benefit myself. I know my problem. I know how I take care about myself. Do you hear yourself? You always say, I. Imagine, you don't allow even yourself to look in a mirror. I from shaitan. A Muslim do not say I. We said Allah show us. Allah give us. Allah to care about us, not me. I'm no one. I'm only one if I'm with Allah. And I'm no one if I'm with the devil. And if I'm with Allah, I deny myself because I'm a slave to Allah. And I return all the topic to Allah. Selfish. Greed. Try to accommodate. Feel the future. What happened to me? What happened if I get old? What happened to my face? What happened to my money? What happened to my body? Is me have a right to think like that? Is he me, the owner of the future? No. Allah is the owner of the future. I cannot think like that. I live day by day, moment by moment, tomorrow in the hand of Allah. And only I worry about how I accumulate good deed and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How my heart will be full of Allah. How is my heart will be filling with the treasure of goodness from Allah? By remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, the diseases of the heart will be the biggest obstacles against us today. How I cure the diseases of the heart? The first step to cure the diseases of the heart is to put high chemical. What is the high chemical? Very concentrated dhikr. Remember Allah the maximum you can. And return everything to Allah the maximum you can. Thanks Allah the maximum you can. Praise Allah the maximum you can. And remember who you are and who's Allah the maximum you can. And little by little, you will start coming down. 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 Meaning inside of yourself, you will be shrinking. And Allah will be the greater. And at this moment, the more you will be having Allah the greater in your heart, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with what you need and show you guidance and give you the cure and start to give you vision. And this will be the first journey for your faith. And once you do that, be ready. Allah will test you. Allah will test you. How? Let's examine this verse and see what Allah tells us. Again, every time something came in my mind, I just share it with you. Ya Allah. Now we go to another advice by Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Ya ayyuhan الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ويتبع كل شيطان مريد.
صدق الله العظيم. If you want to continue the advice, go to Surah Al-Hajj. I think it's number 22, chapter 22. And you can keep reading. Quran full of advice. But advice to those, to the one who have taqwa. Ya ayyuhal nas, who you people? Ittaqwa rabbakum. Fear Allah. Inna zalzala sa'ati shay'un azim. The thunder of the day of judgment is so remarkable, so severe. Do we try to vision the Day of Judgment? This will give us the fear of Allah. The respect who we're dealing with. You see, we have to live between two things. Fear of Allah and loving of Allah. One scholar, his name Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he described it as a bird. It fly with two wings. Can a bird fly with one wing? No, it will fall down. Similar, human being. He need two wings. What is the two wings to make us fly and go to the right path? The right wings is the love of Allah, and the left wing is the fear of Allah, and we need both of them. If you have love of Allah only and you do not fear of Allah, Shaitan will come and tell you, Allah love you, don't worry about it. You do not have to do that. You do not have to do this. You are already rich. You love Allah. I ask Allah to save me from being one of those. Ameen Ya Rabbi Alameen. And the another way, when you are a sinner and full of sins, and you are very weak, and you know you did a lot of mischief and a lot of sins, now the devil coming to you and tell you, you're finished. You have hellfire anyway. Nothing you can do about it. And for this, the devil will make you forget the mercy of Allah. He make you forget the door of repent. He make you forget Allah is a loving one. By this way, we need love of Allah and we need the fear of Allah. Without them, we cannot continue. Whoever wants to keep going, and we're going to talk about love of Allah and fear of Allah, you keep going. If you feel is enough for you, you shut it off. Why we love Allah? We love Allah when we think about how much Allah gives us. He gave me my body. He gave me how I look. He gave me my strength. He gave me my stomach, my lungs, my heart, my eyes, my ears, my tongue, my power of intellect. His gifts is humongous and we cannot account it. We cannot account the gift and giving by Allah to mankind and to us. And if you try to calculate the ni'mah and the gift of Allah, you cannot account it. And if you don't believe me, go to any hospital. You will see how many people is worse than you. Go to any poor people, you will see how many people worse than you. Always you will find out many people worse than your condition. But always Shaitan make us believe we are in a worse condition. And we will not. It is only by the devil, only by Satan. We do not have a bad condition. We just have a trial. And if we go to Allah, Allah will open the vision to us how we can pass it. And this is all of us have the same thing. Because Allah is just. And we all have to go through it. Different trial. Different examination in different period of time for what? To make us wake up, to make us return to Allah, to build sincerity, to cure the heart, to purify the heart, to make us closer to Allah, to remind us who is the giver, who is the taker, who is the provider, who is the owner, who is the controller, who is the creator, who is the ruler, who is the doer. Sometimes we forget, and when we forget, calamity start, and it will not be going away unless we go back to Allah. Again, why we cannot go back to Allah? Maybe the amount of fear of Allah is not enough. At this case, we have to think, we have to fear of Allah. We have to fear of the power of Allah. Allah account everything. If He will touch us, we will be finished. If He will not forgive us, we will be finished. One of the worshippers of the people of Israel in a long time, he worshiped Allah for 100 years, never commit sins. And in the day of judgment, he's standing in the front of Allah, and Allah commanded him to go to paradise. After he was going to paradise, he He said, "Oh Allah." And he said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I send you to paradise with my mercy." Now he's walking toward paradise. When he stopped and he said, "Oh Allah, what about my good deed? I want you to calculate it for me." He said, "Okay, come back." But all his good deed and all his worships, all the time he worshiped for me, day and night, in one scale, and put the gift of one eye, so able to see in one scale. And the one's eye, vision, and seeing was more than all his worship in 100 years. Now he said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him, now you cannot make it, now you go to hellfire. Because you have not enough good deed to send you to paradise." Now he's going to hellfire now, when he's praying, "Oh Allah, with your mercy, Allah, I ask you to return me back." He said, "Now you ask me of my mercy. And with my mercy only, you enter paradise." Why we do good deed? We do good deed only to show Allah gratitude, to thank Allah, to show servanty to Allah, to gain His mercy. Ya Allah, without your mercy, when we will go? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, "Ya Rasulullah, we enter paradise with our mercy or with our deeds." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "No, Aisha, with the mercy of Allah." She said, "What about you, Ya Rasulullah?" The most elevated mankind in earth, the most elevated creature and creation to in the earth by Allah. He replied, he said, "Even me, Ya Aisha, if Allah will not shower me with mercy, I cannot enter paradise." Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not deny us your mercy, Ya Allah. This is why, my brother and sister in Islam, we have to cure our heart. We have to wake up from the amount of arrogance, because arrogance and jealousy and greed and selfish is blind. And blind will not allow you to watch. You will not allow you to hear. You will not allow you to understand. You will not allow you to comprehend. What you will do? You call Allah. You ask Allah. You ask Him for His mercy. To open your heart. Open a channel. Open a channel. Maybe this channel one day will be a waterfall. Maybe this channel one day will lead you to Jannah, to paradise. And at this time, you will be benefited. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is short. Do we get the message? And if I get the message, what am I going to do? The topic is not listening. The topic is not mashallah with speech. What am I going to do? I need to start. How I start? Make wudu. Make ghusl. Embrace Islam again and again and again and say, "Oh Allah, accept me as a Muslim, Ya Allah. Make me surrender to you, Ya Allah. Make me submit to you, Ya Allah. Give me sincerity, Ya Allah. Give me vision, Ya Allah. Give me light, Ya Allah. Purify my heart, Ya Allah. Make me closer to you, Ya Allah. Do not let me think about future, Ya Allah. You are the owner of the future, Ya Allah. Don't make me think about the time, Ya Allah. You are the owner of time, Ya Allah. Don't make me think about my status, Ya Allah. You are the owner of all the status and condition, Ya Allah. Do not seek help of anyone except Allah." And start with dhikr. Start remember Allah. Start sincerely in your heart, calling Allah. Even if you are the ultimate sinner, Allah is the owner of tawbah. Allah is the owner of repent. Allah, He loves those who repent. This is the first journey to Iman, faith in Allah. How we can continue? It's not in a tape. The reality of continue is in only rely in the hand of Allah. Only by the power and will of Allah. How I do that? Reach, call, cry, sit. Oh Allah, let nothing in your heart except Allah. Be happy with what you have. Be content of what you have. And start reaching honestly, sincerely to Allah. What about the rest of the tape? The rest of the tape only has been written in your destiny and my destiny. Only in the hand of Allah. Because if we believe in destiny, good and bad, this will not be our condition. If we believe Allah always give us what good for us, this will not be our condition. If we believe in the mercy of Allah, Allah is the owner of treasure of all mankind and all the things seen and unseen, we will not have this condition of the heart. We're very poor today, but not poor in our pocket. Maybe we are poor in our pocket, but we are most poor in our heart. And imagine when you're poor in our pocket and you have no money, how sad you are. What about if I'm poor in my heart and I have no faith? I have no connection with Allah. What more than that? This is the journey of the soul, the journey of the faith, the journey of success, the journey to build faith. And the rest lie only in the owner of everything, the owner of condition, the owner of everything. Do you hear that? Some people are afraid of jinn. Some people are afraid of magic. Some people are afraid of poor. Some people are afraid of condition. Some people are afraid of sickness. Some people are afraid of getting old. Some people are afraid to get fat. Some people are afraid they cannot get fat. Some people are afraid they have no kids. Some people want more kids. Some people do not want kids. Some people do not like the wife. Some people do not like the husband. Some people do not like themselves. Some people, they do not know what's going on. What happening? You lost yourself. Why you lost yourself? Because you do not call Allah. You want to know who you are? You want to come back in the right track? You want Allah to help you? Call Allah! Call Allah. Call Allah loud and clear with your heart, not with your tongue. Be sincere, even for a moment. One messenger was walking by when somebody was calling an idol. And he kept calling, calling, calling. Nothing happened. And one time, he called Allah in the wrong tongue, meaning a letter has been twisted. And he was saying, Ya Salam, Ya Salam, Ya Salam. Salam by Arabic meaning the idol. And all of a sudden, he called Ya Samad. The one and only, the sufficient enough, is one of Allah's attributes. Allah sent angel to fulfill his need. The messenger of this time, he said, Ya Allah, he called you by mistake. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the messenger, he said, if he called me by mistake, I'm not a mistake. I have to fulfill his need. Ibrahim alayhi salam, one time somebody came knocking in the door. He wanted food. He said, I'm hungry. He said, you believe in the Creator? He said, no, I do not believe. in the Creator. He said, I cannot give you food. He left. He knocked the door. After he knocked the door, an angel came to him from Allah. And he said, Ya Ibrahim, Allah give you salam. Allah give you the greed. And he tell you, I feed this servant of mine, who disbeliever for 60 years, and you cannot feed him one time for me, Ya Ibrahim? Ibrahim alayhi salam ran away. And he went. And he asked him, please come, eat with me. He said, a few minutes ago, you throw me away. And now you beg me to come eat with you. Why? Something happened. He said, the creator of heaven and universe, he sent an angel blaming me of not feeding you. And this is why I have to correct my mistakes. And I have to feed you to please my creator. He said, the creator does this for me? He said, yes. He said, I believe in the creator. And I believe in you, the messenger of the creator. By the generosity of Allah, the generosity of Allah. Do we know the generosity of Allah? Do we feel the generosity of Allah? Do we recognize the generosity of Allah? Do we think about it? How many bounty, how many giving Allah give us? And we forget Allah. We forget the generous one. We forget the provider, the loving and wadud. الحنان المنان الولي الكريم العظيم الحليم العليم الكريم الحي القيوم مالك الملك وملك الملوك. I do not feel like translating. I ask Allah to translate for you. Read the name of Allah. Calculate the name of Allah. Go back to Allah. He will take your hand. He will take your heart, He will take your soul and purify it, cure it, and make it ready for the journey of success. The journey of Iman, the journey of faith, the journey of light, the journey of Allah, the journey of paradise, the journey of Jannah, the journey of mercy, the journey of tranquility, the journey of peace, the journey of love, the journey of giving, the journey of all the quality. You want quality? You won't be happy? Go to Allah. I promise you, He will give you everything you want and more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put light and blessing to my word and let it reach to your heart. Because without Allah, I cannot reach nobody. Only Allah can allow me to reach. Allah is the opener. Allah is the guider. Allah is the doer. Allah is the wahhab. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka anta arhamur rahimin. Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية المهمة. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية. اللهم ارزقنا إيمانا يباشر قلوبنا حتى نعلم أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. You will know what I'm saying to you. And I return everything toward Allah. Allah is the doer. Allah is the owner. And Allah is overseeing, and He knows what we do. The inside, outside. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow my word to reach in you and reach in me first and benefit to me and mankind and jinn also. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.